Welcome to Coffee with Kathy podcast. My incredible podcast family, you're having coffee with Kathy. In case I'm new to you, I'm Kathy Heitschu. You can find out everything about me on my social media platforms. I hope that you'll follow me. I was a widow at 34 years old with two small children. My motto is what the enemy meant for my bad, God turned it for my good. Won't he do it? Amen. My husband and I now pastor Riverside Assembly of God Church in Rockford, Illinois. I'm a wife and a mom of six kids. That's right, six kids. An amazing, wonderful, absolutely phenomenal mother-in-law. Just ask my son-in-law, he'll agree. And I want to talk to you today about being a friend of the world. You know, James 4:4 says, "You adulterers, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again, if you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God." Are there areas in your life where your devotion to the world is greater than your devotion to the Lord? Have you felt the pull of the world trying to seduce you back into the life you were delivered from? I mean, think about that. There's been times all of us have felt that pull of the world trying so hard to pull us back, to seduce us back into the life we were delivered from. You know, there's a song we sing that says, "I'm never going back to my old life." And boy, when I sing that song, I sing it so loud. I really do say, I'm never, ever, ever going back to my old life. Because, you know, we have to have that kind of attitude that says, I'm never going back to my old life. But have you felt the pull maybe recently or maybe for a long time now of the world trying to seduce you back into the life that you were delivered from? And you know, whether you step back into the world intentionally or maybe even unintentionally, maybe it just happened a little bit over time. But listen, it's a very serious matter to God. And when I say serious, I'm talking about a grave situation. Listen, it's one that causes God to take an aggressive stance toward you. See, James is talking about Christians who have drifted so far back into the world, you know, so far that maybe they now feel close to the world. Maybe they have an affection and a fondness for it, the connection and a sense of familiarity that they have with the world is so intense that they feel an obligation to the world or maybe an obligation to their worldly friends. Think about that for just a minute. People have exchanged their once deep affection for the Lord with a renewed allegiance to the world from which they were rescued from. They've been lured and seduced away from Christ. Is that you? Maybe a sense of obligation to the world is greater than the sense of obligation to Christ. James is saying this person has become an enemy of Christ. And that word enemy, do you know it appears more than 450 times in the Old Testament to describe hate, hatred, hostility, even an opponent? Listen now, God is jealous. He's jealous when a believer transfers his devotion back to the world. He sees the relationship as a violation of his own relationship with that person. You know, just like a spouse would feel violated if you had another intimate relationship. Listen, God takes an antagonistic view toward this. His grace moves in to intervene. He will contend for your devotion and affection. You can't split your heart between the Lord and the world. You hear me? You can't do it. There's too much animosity between a holy God and a world from which you were rescued from. Don't head back in the direction of the world. God's not going to just sit back and watch it happen. I mean, he's going to send somebody like me maybe to bring a gentle rebuke, amen? Maybe you're a pastor. Maybe you have a spiritual mentor in your life. You got to be okay with taking rebuke. Come on, people. We got to be okay with people rebuking us or correcting us. Because God is trying to send people to help us. He's not going to just sit back and watch it happen. Right? Father, we ask you to let our passion for you grow stronger. Let us be deeply in love with you today. Let us never turn back to the life you delivered us from. Father, let me never go back to my old life. You set me free from it. You want a relationship with me. May I never go back to that place that you rescued me from and delivered me from. Let my eyes be open, Father. Let those blinders come off and let me see that maybe I've had this attraction to the world. I've felt the pull of the world pulling me back. And bring me back closer to you, that relationship with you. God, I don't want my devotion to the world to be greater than my devotion to you. And I've fallen short. And maybe that's you today. Maybe your prayer needs to be this prayer. Father, I've fallen short. I find myself maybe intentionally or unintentionally, I've fallen back into my old habits and my old ways. And Father, I need you to help me. I need you to bring me back. Maybe bring me back to my first love. Because, Father, I don't want to be like this verse says, you adulterers, don't you realize your friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? Father, I don't want to be an enemy of yours. That's James 4:4, right? I don't want to be an enemy of God. But being a friend of the world makes me an enemy of God. And I don't want to be an enemy of God, right? I don't want to be it. It's a very serious matter to God. That's why I come to you today to try to teach you and help you, train you, and just get you back on track. Because I don't want to be devoted to the world. The world has nothing to offer me. Amen? It has nothing to offer me. The world has done nothing for me good. My Father wants a relationship with me, and that has to be my top priority. That has to be the focus of my life. God, what do you want me to do today? Who do you want me to talk to? Who do you want me to hang around? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do today? That's my top priority. The world has nothing for me. I'm not going back to my old life. In Jesus' name, I pray you're so blessed by this message. Listen, you got this. Go make it a coffee drinking kind of day. I love y'all so much. You can pick up my swag at coffeewithkathy.com. Make sure you get your Coffee with Kathy mug. Amen. Leave me a great review on this podcast. Listen, people will find me that need me because of you leaving me a rating. So leave a rating on the podcast in Jesus' name. So go and be blessed. Be blessed. And say it with me today. I'm never going back to my old life. Amen.